The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I really have to control myself this morning because we've got lots of things to do during Mass. So I have to be precise and kind of not waste too much time, no time at all to waste. And that's what I'm doing now. so how can you survive? Now, there's a beauty, that Gospel this morning is very, very, very short. It's Good Shepherd Sunday, and it's also Mother's Day, yeah. And we might be able to join up the two. The Good Shepherd, I know mine, and they know me, and they know my voice. Now, a really good shepherd, he doesn't drive the sheep from the back. He doesn't lead them from the front. Where does a really good shepherd be? Really good. Right in the midst of the flock, right in the middle. And so you remember Pope Francis saying, we got to know, especially talking to priests, you must know the smell of the sheep. And so, not that you smell, but you must know the smell of the sheep. And that's where the good shepherd is, in the middle. And so they trust him and they follow him. I know mine. And the question for us this morning is, do we know the shepherd? Now, I have to say to you, and this is where the human mind is so strange. Some, just like Monsignor, like Clem, some almost 55 years ago, before that actually, I made a fundamental commitment in my life, a fundamental choice, that I would give my life to God, I would become a priest. Now it was a commitment. And I remember reading in the Gospel, in Scripture, once you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Because having been raised on a farm, when you were plowing, you had to keep your eye on the end of the field. Because if you looked back, you went all over the place. So, from some 55 and the time I spent in the seminary, 61 years, I tried to keep a focus on the Lord. The Lord was my shepherd. Now, like anybody else, I went through good times and bad times. I ended up with some very crazy pastors, kept me up in the middle of the night. I wondered what the hell I was doing there at times. And had many skirmishes in my life, and just like anybody else, went through dark times and good times. But strange to say, the Lord never let me down, never forsook me for one moment. But here I am, some 55, 61 years later, and I still at times get anxious. Why? Because when I look back, I have to say to the Lord, you never let me down. So why don't I trust you in the future? And that's probably where we are too. We all go through times of depression, anger, restlessness, dark times in our life. But the Lord is always in the middle of the storm, always. And he's always by our side. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd. Beautiful. So now, when I'm in, you know, maybe going through a downtime or a difficult time or worried, I stop and think, the Lord is beside me. And I have become so aware of the part Jesus plays in my life, the extraordinary things he does, and I am not an exception. When are we going to believe that? When are you going to accept that God loves you absolutely and will never, never, never forsake you or let you down? It's a question of beginning with a T, ending with a T. It's a question of, say it, trust. Trust. That is the most fundamental thing we can have, is trust. Absolute faith is based on absolute trust. Now, you all, a little story for you. You all heard of Richard Burton. He was a Welshman, and he became a very famous actor and a very famous movie star. But he was one good thing about Richard was that he never lost touch with his roots. And so he used to often go back to Wales and to the little village where he came from. And on one particular occasion, he went back to that particular little village in Wales, and all the people there gathered in the local parish hall and to meet him and listen to him, because he was a superstar in their eyes, a major celebrity. And his old pastor was there, probably being in Wales, he was belonging to the Welsh church. And this old pastor or priest happened to be the one who baptized him. And he was now pretty well on in years, even older than me. So he must have been pretty old. And the people and the old pastor got up and he said, Richard, would you do something for me? He said, would you recite Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd? And Richard said, okay, pastor, he said, I'll do it if you do it after me. And the pastor said, okay, it's a deal. So Richard got up, and in his beautiful voice and his magnificent tone, he gave the most beautiful rendering of Psalm 23. And when he stopped, they all clapped him and cheered and said, magnificent. Now, pastor, he said, it's your turn. And the old pastor got up. He was a bit shaky on his feet, and he began off, and he was stumbling a little bit. The Lord is my shepherd. But when he finished, everybody in that hall bowed their head in prayer. And Richard Burton, after a silence, stood up and said, the difference between me and the pastor is, I know the psalm, but the pastor knows the shepherd. That's a beautiful story. The pastor knows the shepherd. And that's the question for us this morning. Do you know the shepherd? I hope you do. And if you keep close to the shepherd, you'll never go astray. But you eventually, no matter what storm you go through, you'll eventually reach a place of peace and joy. and I hope that's where I am at this moment in my life. Now, that's good. It wasn't too long. I'm really, really doing well this morning.